Jets Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest.
On a U.S. tour starting tomorrow, Kentucky band Idiot Glee.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Hello. Today's wanker of the week, you'll be pleased to know, will be from the animal kingdom, an animal wanker.
That's very strange.
Great.
Speaking of the animal kingdom, today's my dog's birthday. It's Jasper's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday,
I almost stayed home to celebrate with him. Is that the right thing to do?
Is he listening?
I have no idea. Let's discuss what you do on a dog's birthday.
He's sitting back relaxing, eating cake and watching Animal Planet.
I hope so.
Right now. We're also going to take a look at Yelp's top 100 for 2015. And see what Orange County restaurants made the list. Content! That's what we're all about.
Great!
It's Daily Scramble Live.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
There's a guy named Jonathan Tyler with River Bottom. Time for the news now. First up, a Laguna Niguel resident was cut and robbed early Wednesday morning in his home. Ramiro Amezcua Calderon, 54, was detained by Orange County Sheriff's Department officials after a resident who lives in the 100 block of Vista Niguel called 911 at 1:51 a.m. to report that a man broke into his home with a Bowie knife and cut him before stealing electronics and jewelry. Lane Marie Jackson, 29, was also detained, and officials said it appears the woman had gone to the Laguna Niguel house after advertising massage services on Craigslist. Calderon cut the homeowner and threatened to kill him and then fled with Jackson in a late model Mercedes-Benz. The resident was able to give deputies a vehicle description, leading officials to stop the car 5 minutes after the 911 call near Golden Lantern Street and Hidden Hills Road. Orange County Fire Authority paramedics arrived at the house at 2:32 a.m. and treated the man for slashes on his arms. He was not hospitalized. Calderon and Jackson were both arrested on suspicion of robbery and booked into Orange County Jail. Calderon was held Wednesday in lieu of $1 million bail, while Jackson was held in lieu of $50,000. Both are scheduled to appear in court today.
What does it mean when you say a late model Mercedes-Benz?
It sounds like they have a new Mercedes. That's what I think it means.
Is that what it means? Late model is recent
current.
Model.
Current. You know what's so funny? I couldn't get that out of my head either. Yeah. I read the rest of that story and I was like, what is that?
Yeah. Anyway, terrible. That's not nice, is it? You call for a massage and you wind up getting slashed.
Well, don't call for a massage on Craigslist.
I agree with that.
Come on.
I know.
Don't
really
do that.
Silly. It's silly.
If I post, not to blame the victim, but if I post something on Craigslist,
yeah.
Let's say I'm selling something on Craigslist,
yeah.
I never post my address, nor do I have them come to my house.
Yeah.
I will gladly meet them on the corner of PCH yeah. and whatever.
I'll take my massage on the corner of PCH and
absolutely.
Whatever. Yeah, absolutely.
There's a parking garage. We'll do it there.
You just don't know. People use these websites for all kinds of hellacious reasons. Did I tell you that I saw a UFO on the way to work?
No, you didn't.
Didn't I send you a text?
You haven't told me the details yet.
All right. That's much more interesting than this story.
Why don't you, let's save that. Tease that.
Right.
Tease it.
I'm teasing it. I saw UFO. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Seriously.
Let's do one more depressing story.
All right.
This one's really sad. A Cal State Fullerton engineering student from India was identified Wednesday as the man found dead near the Newport Pier the day before he had gone missing for 7 days. Praveen Gala left his off-campus apartment in Fullerton, taking an Uber on February 2nd. He arrived at the university just after 5 p.m., but had not been seen for more than a week. Orange County Sheriff's Department Harbor Patrol officials retrieved his body at 11:20 a.m. on Tuesday. The autopsy was completed early Wednesday afternoon, but Gala's cause of death has not been determined and is pending test results. Gala's uncle from New Jersey and cousin from San Francisco had arrived to Orange County to help with the search. We have a lot of people on campus that are shook up, people who knew him or taught him, according to campus officials. Cal State Fullerton President Mildred Garcia sent an email to the campus community expressing her condolences. Campus officials reminded students, faculty, and staff that professional counselors are available on campus and after hours.
That's terrible shame. Yeah, terrible
rough,
shame. But are they saying that he... committed suicide then?
No, they're not saying they have. They're not saying that yet.
Right, but they're saying that counseling is available. For the I see.
Yeah, yeah. They're not. That's not suggested at all.
Right.
No. Just the fact that he was found near the Newport Pier. They're not saying how or why yet.
Ugh, well, you know, it's a depressing time, isn't it, being a student for some people.
But you saw a UFO.
I did see a UFO and Mildred, that's an unusual name as well. Mildred. As soon as you said Mildred, that was it, my ears went closed. There's always a point in the story, isn't there? I wonder if that's the same for everybody.
No, it's you.
No.
Let's just focus on the unidentified flying object.
Cal State Fullerton counselors.
God. Daily Scramble Live. Jason's kicked off.
Daily Scramble Live.
Yeah, well, whatever.
No.
I don't care what you say.
I love Frank Turner.
I know you do. Right.
I love him.
It's a simple thing for a simple world.
He's just like a slum in it, a slum of England. Like he's like a vagrant.
No, he's not.
He's like a vagrant who grew up tough.
No, he's not.
And he grew up hard.
No, he didn't.
With the Indiana boys on an Indiana night. And then
no, he didn't.
And he's got tattoos and gotten fights.
No, he didn't.
And then he grew up to be a punk rock star.
None of that's true. It's not a punk rock star. He's a Broadway.
And you should like him because he sings with a British accent.
Do you remember that though?
Don't you like that?
Do you remember that Broadway show Rent?
Yeah.
He's the Rent of pop music.
No, he's not. Yeah, he's not nearly that popular, first of all.
Awful. He's hugely popular in Britain. Massive.
Oh, he's huge in Britain.
Massively
popular. And I love him because I interviewed him for my first ever Full Album Fridays.
You love him because he's your friend.
And he was so
lovely.
You think
he's your friend. He's forgotten all about
you. And
he had done
so much media that day.
He doesn't even know
who. And when
he
was done with our interview, he said, "That was really refreshing.
That was really refreshing."
You know what, though? I really locked up.
So I saw UFO this morning. I'm not kidding.
All right.
I mean, I'm really not kidding. And you know how cynical I am about stuff like this.
Yep.
But I saw a UFO.
Okay, well,
nobody believes.
Details, please.
I'm not going to told.
Well, you're telling everyone now. What? Where was it? What happened?
I think I had just come off the El Toro Road.
All right.
To make the left onto 133.
Yep.
Broadway, whatever it is. It's not Broadway at that point. It's the 133.
Yep.
And so I'm facing the bridge at the toll road, the 73 bridge. Over the 133.
On El Toro still.
Oh, I don't. No, I can't.
There's
be
no bridge. What bridge?
There's a bridge. Oh, my God. I saw an unidentified bridge as well.
Well, if you had turned right, there's a bridge.
I had not turned right. I had turned left off of El Toro Road.
If you turn left off El Toro, there's no bridge. But if you look to the right, there's a bridge. You know what I'm saying? If you turn right from El Toro onto 133, we sound like the SNL skit, the Californians.
This can't be right.
Take Sepulveda, the 405.
No, anyway, wherever it was, there's bridge, no bridge, doesn't matter. I'm in traffic, and there's two hills kind of in a V shape right in front of me. Going down.
All this
to the
geography
valley.
Is new to me.
Right. Right. And then there's a huge light shot across the sky. Now, it would have been, if it had been smaller, it would have been a firework. It would have looked like a firework. But it was an enormous ball of white fire.
Okay.
Like it could have been a meteor.
Yeah, I mean, it probably was.
It was
just
a
shooting
going,
star.
It was horizontal, though. It wasn't going down.
So it was a ball of white fire.
Yeah, with a tail on it.
Well, yeah, that's a shooting star.
But it was very low in the sky. There was no other stars in the sky, and it was light already.
Yeah, it was light, I guess.
And it was shot across the sky, and then it just, boom, disappeared.
Fizzled.
Yeah, before it went behind the hill, it disappeared.
Maybe they're installing bridges.
What, the aliens? The aliens.
So what do you think it was?
I stuck my head out the window, and I went, abduct me! Take me!
I'd love to get abducted.
Would you?
Yeah. I'm going to be the first one on Mars.
Yeah, you
I
said
know,
that
I say
radio
that all the time.
Station on Mars, yeah. What's pinging? Everything's pinging.
It's your phone because you never put it on vibrate.
Pinging. So, yeah, but I've heard that if you go to, that you can go to support groups for people who've been abducted by aliens.
Oh, man, if you start reading this, you get into, no pun intended, a black hole of internet stories of people who have been abducted or encountered aliens. You really start to believe.
Yeah.
I mean, just start reading some articles.
You believe, and then you go to your UFO support group. And they tell their story about how they were abducted.
And it's completely different.
And you tell your story about how you were abducted. and you don't believe them. it's like all those people in lunatic asylums in Jerusalem who think they're Jesus.
Right.
I'm Jesus. No, you're not. You can't be Jesus because I'm Jesus.
Yeah, everybody's a little crazy.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if you saw a UFO or not, but that's a great story.
But the first UFO I've ever seen, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in ghosts.
If you had a dash cam on your car, which now is a good selling point to get a dash cam,
right?
We would have had video.
Oh, I fumbled for my cell phone. I really did.
You did?
Yeah, but it was way too quick.
Yeah. Coming up this morning, we're giving away some tickets to a sold-out event in Laguna Beach. It's the Valentine's Day Golf Tournament at the Ranch for couples.
Okay.
10 o'clock tee time this Sunday. I think it sounds like a lot of fun, but it's sold out, so I can't go.
Must be nice to be the kind of couple that goes golfing together. So nice and sort of simple pleasure, isn't it?
So later on, we're going to give away the remaining two spots to this golf tournament. Hang on to our phone number, which is 949-715-5936, and we'll do that later. In other promotional news, I'd like to give a shout out to Circle K in Laguna Beach.
Circle K?
Circle K.
Used to be known as Circle Gay back in the day.
Okay, well, don't say that because I'm going to say something nice.
Oh, okay.
They're streaming our station or playing it on the FM live in their store, which is very nice. And we know this because a customer of Circle K's texted in from the store as per our office listening promotion, where if you're in a store that's playing us and you text us to tell us that store wins some stuff.
I'm really delighted that Circle K are playing our station. They're quite corporate, aren't they? A lot of corporations are not allowed to.
Yeah, they have their own radio station or something. Yeah, so I think it's lovely. Thank you, Circle K. Thank you, another business, Little Bohemian, that plays us. And Laguna Beach Cyclery, I know, does. And a couple others have texted in to let us know. So keep spreading.
I'm going in there today. I'm going to buy some beef jerky.
and a Slurpee or whatever.
And a Swizzler sweet.
This is an artist that we sang Dead or Alive to this week. His name's Benji Hughes. It's his first album in something like 8 years after his career in advertising. Quirky dude with a cool song called Zebra.
Young love, eh? It's horrible, isn't it?
You really, really, really should have been famous. Like, more famous.
Oh, well, that's nice of you to
You
say,
know? What happened?
I messed it up.
Yeah, you did, man. I'm disappointed. I'm retroactively disappointed.
I'm not the only one. There's millions of us out there.
If you didn't know, that was Jason Fetty crooning away. She loves everyone.
She loves everyone. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful feds.
It's a great song. It is a great song. Somebody should record that song and make it big hit and pay me.
Good.
Shouldn't they?
Good idea.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Oh, really?
Today's,
we never do birthdays.
No, we're not really doing birthdays.
All right.
Yeah, I find that cliche.
Do you? I think everybody wants to know, though, don't they? I agree that it's every radio
You keep
show
doing
does
your
it.
Classic radio segment. we'll reinvent the wheel here.
No, I don't believe in reinventing the wheel. I think you're right about stuff like the weather. Everybody
here's the time,
weather.
Here's the weather, and here's whose celebrity birthdays are today. I'm Jason Fetty.
No, but if it's your birthday today, it's nice to know. Actually, most people know, don't they? Who do you share a birthday with?
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. You?
Only George Washington.
All right, today is my dog's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Jasper is 4.
Are you sure about that? How do you know?
Positive.
That?
I have his birth certificate and everything.
Really?
It makes him, in human years, older than me today. Well, Jasper is 4, making him 28, making him 1 year my senior.
Crikey.
Freaky.
Yeah. He's such a funny dog.
Having a dog makes you track time in a new way. Because, like, 4 years ago, I know exactly where I was and what I was doing. And now, fast forward, I'm like, where did that time go? You know what I mean? Like, having a kid or a dog allows you to really see time in a new continuum.
Right. Their lives as well, of course, are much shorter than ours. So, you know, there's always that.
Yeah, poor little dude.
I know.
But I love him.
Yeah, oh, his birthday. Killer. He's a great dog.
So I'm going to go home today and give him a snickerdoodle or something.
Oh.
In other birthday news.
It's hard to know what to get your dog when you give dogs treats as much as I do anyway. My dog's constantly eating treats. And so, what do you give her?
No idea.
Very difficult.
I barely give Jasper any treats, so he will feel blessed.
You'll
I'm
mean
certain.
Dog.
I want to give him a haircut today, but he hates haircuts.
Well,
so I can't, you know what
not
I mean?
A gift.
That's not a gift, but he would look great. Oh. He would like the way he looked after.
Get him a massage off Craigslist.
All right, so the reason we bring this up also is that the song Happy Birthday we've been talking about for some time now actually is in a big lawsuit. So Warner Chappell Music has claimed to own the rights to Happy Birthday for a very long time. And Warner, for decades, demanded licensing fees from filmmakers, artists, and other people who used the song, and they generated $2 million annually. But just 2 years ago, 2013, or three, actually, a group of artists sued Warner's music division, claiming the company did not hold the rights to the song. Its origins are, in fact, uncertain and in dispute. So Warner just settled this case just this week.
Yeah.
And they're now agreeing to a $14 million settlement to compensate persons who paid Warner Chappell or one of its predecessors licensing fees for Happy Birthday since 1949.
Crikey. So you can't claim if you just sang it at somebody's party at Hennessy's last night, but if you paid Warner's for the privilege of doing so.
Right. Then you've got a case.
This is going to be a bit of an odd case.
Well, it's pretty much over, I think.
Well, she ain't paying, is she?
When was this? Was this post-1949?
It's the 60s, yeah. She's singing to President Kennedy. It's Marilyn Monroe singing to the press.
See? I didn't know.
Yeah, well, it's quite a famous one. She's clearly having an affair with him at the time.
Right.
You know, so one of those things. But... yeah, it was supposed to be written by a couple of sisters.
Yeah, so what it says at the end of the story is that somebody can still come forward to
claim
Happy Birthday.
That's why it's in dispute. These two sisters, they say that they wrote it, and I forget the full story, but they say that these two sisters wrote it in the 1920s, and that it was published by a small publishing house, which was then bought by Warner's. But they're saying that these ladies never actually gave it in full to the original publishing house. So there's no...
So they could still come forward if they're alive.
Well, they can't, but somebody could come forward and say, hey, my grandma, I've got a recording of it from 1918 and I can prove it.
Right, right. You know? And then they would have rights to the song.
They'd have the money.
Right. So that would be in somebody's best interest, I feel, if you have that.
If you've got that, you want to come forward, yeah.
But please, for now, quite a something lifted off of people's shoulders who paid Warner. If you're a small filmmaker and you wanted to use that and you spent $100,000 on Happy Birthday, all of a sudden you just made a lot of money back.
Right. So, you don't have to. You can go there and ask for the money. I mean, what is it, $14 million? It's not a fortune.
No.
So you want to get
especially
there quick.
For over 60 years of...
of constant, of
the, yeah. If they made $2 million a year for 60 years and they're only paying $15 million or $14 million, they did fine.
They did great.
Yeah.
But I think it's for filmmakers specifically, really, because they're the people that will have paid Warner's to a birthday scene in a movie. How can you're going to have to use that song. Yeah.
Right.
So.
All right. Well, that's the news on Happy Birthday. Happy birthday to my dog. Happy birthday if it's your birthday. And
happy birthday, Jasper. Happy listening.
Birthday, George Washington. Oh, he's listening. No, he's not. Here's the band Spirit Animal.
Daily Scramble Live.
The Sparkles from 1967. We call it generational alt rock. Alternative spanning decades. No friend of mine. Hello, Jason Fetty.
Hi. You know, I saw a UFO this morning.
Yeah, we talked about
it
already.
Remained.
Did you forget? Did it erase your?
No, I've had a text. But apparently, a meteorite is one of these lights in the sky when the. Hits the ground. A meteor is one that doesn't hit the ground.
So you saw a meteor.
Well, apparently we don't know. It's unidentified. But I got
it's unidentified by you.
Well, I got the text from a friend of mine who's in rehab. So who knows? Let's call him Jason because that's his actual name.
Okay. Let's call him Jason, who's in rehab, because that's who he is
and where he is. Yeah. And he's and I said, why are you awake? And he said, I have to go to rehab this morning, and plus I'm unemployed.
So Jason is unemployed and in rehab.
So he's the perfect guy. He knows a lot about UFOs.
Explain to you the difference between meteor and meteorite.
All UFO experts are unemployed and in rehab. Ask Eric Rankin. He's got some on his show all week long on the Awakening Code Radio on a Tuesday night. It's just loads of unemployed people straight out of rehab. Seen a lot of weird things this week.
Wow, I forgot what I was going to talk about now.
Oh, Lent.
Yes, yes. It's yesterday was Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday.
Did you see some people with the thing?
I didn't see anybody with the thing.
Oh, I saw
on the
a couple
face.
People with the thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they really do that around here?
Sure, everybody does that who's Catholic anywhere.
Just homeless people in town have always got a big smudge on their head.
Different
right,
thing.
Different
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, the Catholics, they put the cross. Sometimes it's a dot, but it was a cross yesterday.
No, a dot, that's Hindus.
No, but I've seen dots before. All right. This is live radio, Jason. Anyway, you're not Catholic.
No.
Not even close.
No.
I'm at least close.
Are you close?
Yeah.
How close are you?
Because I'm not Jewish.
Almost Catholic. No, you're not even, not the least bit Catholic.
If you were to give up something for Lent, which as a little background for you, Sergio, you give up something for 40 days.
Being Jewish.
To honor.
How about that?
To honor Jesus's time spent in the desert.
I'm giving up being Jewish and I'm going to eat a lot of sausages.
I don't think it quite works that way. I've given up Coca-Cola, but I already did it, and so it's just kind of spilling over into Lent for me.
Spilling the Coca-Cola, spilling over.
Ah, yes,
well done.
My second pun today.
Nicely done.
I'm giving up Coke.
All right. Yeah. Good idea.
Thanks.
A lot of people should give up Coke for Lent.
So what? Being Jewish, is that really what you want to give up?
That's a really fun thing to do. Tell you what to do today if you've got nothing to do. Go to an AA meeting and raise your hand as a newcomer to AA. And when they're, you know, and they've got to give a little spiel. Share about what's going on, and you say, well, I've decided to give up drinking, but only for Lent. So I'll be here for how long's Lent?
39 more days.
It's 39 days.
We challenge you to do that. So wait, you don't have anything really?
I'm not, no.
You have a vice?
Yes, but no. I'm not giving anything up for Lent.
How about your e-cig?
I've given up a lot of things over the years, and I'm still giving stuff up, and I'm in the middle of giving up carbs and sugar, and I don't want to give anything else up. What's my life going to be? I'm just going to be the hole in the donut, the road now becoming even narrower.
I dated a very Catholic girl once, and she would always give up the same thing for Lent. She would give up French fries and swearing.
Really?
Two things that she relied upon.
Yeah.
And she would get so angry at herself if she would slip a bad word.
Yeah.
But as soon as Lent was over, she went right back to swearing like a sailor. So to me, I'm not sure really the productivity of that. If you give up something and it actually leads to a better life for yourself, great. But if you're just like holding out 40 days, then you go back to saying the F word every second.
It's to remember Jesus' march out into the desert.
Yeah,
to face his
sufferings. Indeed.
And his sufferings, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Just for 40 days. You're supposed to. And Jesus was in the desert, man. I mean, that's not. You can't match that by giving up Diet Coke or whatever. It's not the same, is it?
Well, anyway, I'm giving up Coca-Cola still, so please hold me accountable.
Okay. It's a funny thing, isn't it, religion?
Here's a band called Astronauts, Etc. They are playing a cool show in a warehouse in East LA in March that we'll have more details about upcoming. And on the show today, we still are giving away tickets to that Valentine's Day golf tournament at Ben Brown's The Ranch. More details to come. All I want was reciprocation. That is Ra Ra Riot, a new song that is admittedly a little poppy, but definitely catchy. A different sound for the band with Absolutely. Now this. Nope, didn't work. How about this?
No way. And now, your Wanker of the Week.
The Wanker.
On Daily Scramble Live.
I'm glad you've come up with one. The only one I could come up with was Trump, and that's boring.
Nah, it is boring.
Yeah.
I mean, I may have forced a Wanker of the Week, but I have one. Jason, please explain the new segment, Wanker of the Week.
Well, a wanker is, you can Google it, really, but it's basically a douchebag.
Okay.
Yeah. Your douchebag of the week.
Now, I'll give you two options here. I guess we can make the Wanker of the Week either an animal in the story.
Yeah.
Or the country persecuting the animal. Which do you think is more appropriate?
It's more fun to do an entire country,
all
isn't
right.
it?
Central India is our Wanker of the Week.
Central India? You're a wanker.
Here's why. A goat has been arrested. And is facing 7 years in prison.
Thank you for waiting while I took a slip of my coffee to say that.
And he's been grazing on a neighbor's lawn. This town is spelled C-H-H-A-T-T-I-S-G-A-R-H.
Chhattisgarh.
In central India.
That's how you pronounce it.
They describe the animal as a repeat offender.
It's a Sanskrit word meaning goat haters.
Following the incident. And the animal is facing the same charges as its owner.
Yeah, quite right.
Abdul Hassan, who was also arrested.
Right.
The potential sentence is between 2 and 7 years behind bars.
Good.
So I say, central India.
Lock them up.
Chill out.
It's the only language they understand.
A goat did what a goat's gonna do, and it ate some grass.
That's right, but the owner is responsible.
So 7 years in jail?
Let's have a legal discussion about this.
Damn it, Chhattisgarh.
If my dog, right, bites you, I'm responsible for that.
Yeah, but you're not gonna go to prison.
Yeah, but if I get a DUI, nobody comes to my dog and says, excuse me. It's just not fair, is it?
The animal should not be detained for the same problem as the owner.
It should be a totally equal thing. You should not blame the sins of the son.
Poor goat. Why? What's he going to do in prison?
The goat, I don't know.
He's going to have a rough time.
Yeah, it's true. There's no women around. That goat's going to be, oof. It depends on what the goat wants to do. I don't know, man. Anyway, we shouldn't go there. It's too early in the morning. Goat, so.
What if he comes out all tatted up? He's all buff.
Right.
He had to defend himself for years.
Like, maybe just comes out of the closet and just realizes, you know, he likes guys.
This music is so perfect for stupid segment.
It is.
Wanker of the week.
We were going to do douchebag of the day, but that means we've got to do too much prep every day and find somebody.
Yeah, I like wanker.
We don't hate. We're not haters.
No. Very positive, uplifting show. Yelp released a new list of the top 100 restaurants in the entire United States.
Yeah.
And Orange County made it 5 times.
Very nice.
We'll talk about that coming up.
Oh, I'd love to know what those are.
Well, you will.
Good.
Back there was new from Nathaniel Rateliff and The Night Sweats. I Need Never Get Old is the song. KX93.5 is the station, and Daily Scramble Live is the morning show. Yelp's got a new list of the top 100 places to eat in the United States. Just came out a couple days ago. And it's according to rankings since Yelp's founding in 2004. So it's 12 years of ratings that allowed you to make this list or not. Would you like to know some of the restaurants that made in top Orange County?
I'm dying to know. Explain again how they come to the conclusions about these restaurants. Who votes on it?
Well, Yelp is a aggregate of reviews, basically. So once people eat somewhere, they'll go on Yelp and they'll review it. It gets a certain number of stars. And based on the amount of ratings and the quality of the ratings.
Okay, so it's customer reviews.
Customer reviews, yeah. So it's based on people's tastes. So since 2004... these are the Orange County restaurants that made the list. Mama D's Italian Kitchen, an Italian coastal favorite in Newport Beach, ranked the highest at number 8 out of 100.
Wow. Never heard of it. Have you?
No, I haven't, actually. But I'll have some info about them in a moment. Cream Pan of Tustin, number 11 on the list. Mr. Barbecue in Fullerton, number 27.
They all sound like porn stars, don't they? Cream Pan.
I'm
Mr. Barbecue.
Istanbul Grill of California.
Right, that's my porn name.
Fountain Valley, number 43. And Rockfire Grill.
Yeah.
Mission Viejo, number 60. So, Cream Pan and Mama D's are apparently the best known. The Tustin Bakery, in business for more than a decade, is known for its namesake puffy sweet bun filled with light custard, as well as its custard and strawberry-filled croissants. And Mama D's is a longtime neighborhood favorite for classic Italian fare along Newport Boulevard. Huh? Rockfire Grill is a little newer. That's got stone-cooked pizzas and flatbreads as well as burgers. And the Yelp ranking is based on its Mission Viejo location, but it also has a location in Santa Ana on 17th Street. And the number one restaurant on the entire list is in Burbank. It's Porto's Bakery and Cafe, which is a Los Angeles institution that also has locations in Glendale and Downey and soon in Buena Park, is known for its Cuban cakes, French mousses, Italian sweets, cheese rolls, and cheese strudels. You know, if you don't like sweets, this list is kind of lame.
I've eaten at that place.
You have?
But they those restaurants are not really, it's not like they're really sort of high-end.
No, it's not at all. No.
It's just the ones that people rave about.
Yeah, and since it's based on volume of ratings as well, the cheaper places are obviously going to be higher up.
Right, the more
because more people have been there, most
likely.
Also,
places that serve coffee, they've got a lot of those sort of coffee shops. People go in there, they have four shots of espresso, and then they're frantically yelping.
On Yelp. so I don't know. I don't know how to agree with this list or not. I haven't been to any of those places. You know, a place like, you know, Broadway by Amar Santana and Laguna Beach, an amazing restaurant, wouldn't make this list because it's not as big of an establishment. Not as many people has been there.
Yeah.
So it's hard to gauge whether it's successful. A couple places in Palm Springs made the list as well. California definitely had a big representation on here. It's Indio, a bakery and deli. TKB Bakery and Deli in Indio is the fifth restaurant on the list, a sandwich place, basically.
Well, interesting.
So you can see the whole list at Yelp's blog and maybe try these places out. I believe I've had Porto's as well, just like a strudel or something.
Yeah.
I think there.
The cheese roll rings a bell.
Yeah.
That cheese roll rings a bell. I don't know, sometimes those reviews as well. I've heard that a friend of mine's got a restaurant and he says that people post negative reviews. Like his opposite, his competition post negative reviews.
Well, think about it. Oh, his competition does?
Yeah.
I mean, from a personal perspective, I've never gone out of my way to review something unless I've hated it.
Me too.
You know, when do you go on and review something? Unless it was outstanding,
really
out of this world.
Yeah.
If it was just good, I'm never going to go review it.
Yeah.
But there are some crazy Yelpers out there.
There are crazy Yelpers.
That go out of their way to do it. And finally, there's a Korean barbecue place in Cerritos called Gin Korean Barbecue, which I love Korean barbecue. It's amazing. Also has a location in Tustin that made number 37 on the list.
What's Korean barbecue? What's different about that? I've never had Korean barbecue, I don't think.
Please let me tell you. Let me tell you.
All right.
All right. So Korean barbecue, first of all, you get a grill.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me revise. Japanese barbecue, you get a grill at your table.
Yep.
Korean barbecue, it's buffet style, and you fill up what you want, and then you can come back to your table and grill it, or sometimes they grill it for you in the back.
So you're taking raw meat, basically,
yep.
And you grill it yourself.
You grill it yourself.
Huh.
Mongolian barbecue, they grill for you. Korean, you usually grill yourself.
You know all about this.
And also with Korean barbecue, they bring you a million little sides. Like, that you sit down and they bring you like 100 tiny plates of random Korean vegetables that go with
your whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, brilliant. All right, I'm going to try that.
Stephanie points out that I have had Porto's and I had the potato balls, and she says I quote unquote loved it. All right, I believe you.
Well, you know, that's actually, it's on my mind a little bit, this Asian food, because I'm going to Japan soon with my friend Dr. Joe Ferguson.
Right.
And he hates fish.
Oh, what?
I know.
Don't go.
Isn't it bizarre?
Bizarre.
No, I can do my own thing there.
No, not you, him.
Yeah, he shouldn't. I mean, Japan is fish and Tokyo, greatest sushi in the world, from what I read. So, I don't know what he's going to do there.
Let me give you two tips on this subject. One, manage your expectations. Because I had sushi in Japan, and I was ready for it just to blow my mind.
But we have sushi great sushi here.
It's pretty damn good.
And, a friend of mine goes to a certain restaurant in town. I won't name them. Because they don't advertise on it or they don't sponsor our station.
Yeah.
But he goes to this restaurant and he goes to Japan 4 or 5 times a year.
It's really...
He says, it's great.
It's the
as
same.
Good as anything.
Yeah. So keep that in mind.
Right.
Secondly, make sure you look at the pictures and know what you're ordering, because I accidentally ate raw horse flesh in Japan.
They do eat some things that we're not...
Don't eat horse flesh.
Yeah.
And thirdly, make a reservation, if you still can, at Jiro's restaurant. Did you look into this?
Is this
Have you seen the movie?
The movie, yeah.
Jiro Dreams
Down,
of Sushi?
It's
going to cost
station.
You like $400 a person.
No, I'm not going.
But you have to
Forget
do it. You have to do
no,
it.
No, I'm not.
He's going to die soon, and he's the world's most preeminent sushi chef.
Will they make sushi out of him when he dies, do you think? That would
God
be the...
damn it, Jason. Here's a local band called Private Island. We're still giving away some tickets to the Ben Browns Valentine's Day Golf Tournament coming up. All right, we're excited now to give you a chance to win something pretty cool. This Sunday is a very fun way to celebrate Valentine's Day weekend. You can bring your honey to Ben Brown's at the ranch to play in the Valentine's Day golf tournament. And the winning couple will receive a complimentary one-night romance package. Now, this tournament is completely sold out. You'll tee off anytime between 10 a.m. and 11:30, but we have the last pair of tickets to compete in the Valentine's Day tournament at Ben Brown's. We're allowed to give them away right now, and normally it's a $45 per person fee, but we're going to get you in for free right now, which includes green fees, cart, and a lunch for two. Again, completely sold out Valentine's Day tournament this weekend at Ben Brown's on Sunday. Here's the trivia question that we're going to ask you to give you a chance to win. Are you ready, Feds?
Yeah, come on now.
The question is...
I know a lot about golf, as you know.
The question is, again, if you answer this and call in at 949-715-5936 or text either one, 715-KXFM, you win. Question is, on February 6th, 1971, the first golf shot was hit from this location. And as an added clue, it was done one-handed and with a 6-iron. The first golf shot ever was shot from this location on February 6th, 1971, one-handed with a 6-iron.
It's the first golf shot from this location
right.
ever.
Right.
Not the first golf shot ever.
Okay.
Was shot from this location.
Yes, we're looking for the location.
Right. Right. It was the first shot ever shot from this location.
1971. All right?
Who Come knows? On. You know the answer to this.
949-715-KXFM. That's 715-5936. Treat the wifey to a Valentine's Day golf tourney.
Because you're wondering what to do for Valentine's Day. Last year, you filled a room at the montage with roses. Now you don't know what to do this year. This year, this is it's an interesting thing to do. And if you don't like golf, let her go with the pool guy, whatever.
715-KXFM, you can call or text to play. Good luck. All right, KX93.5's in the middle of a contest right now to win tickets to the Valentine's Day tournament at Ben Brown's at the ranch. You can bring your honey and compete to win a romance package at the ranch this weekend on Valentine's Day. A really fun, unique thing to do, I think. So yeah. On the phone now, Ginger, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so you heard our question, which was in 1971, where did somebody take the first golf shot ever? On what location? And you have the answer?
I think I do.
Okay.
I would say it's the moon.
Hey, the moon is right.
Hey, the moon. Woo-hoo! You got a hole in one there.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was Alan Shepard. Apollo 14 member Alan Shepard hit a ball on the moon. He had a 6-iron, but because of his spacesuit, he had to play the shot left-handed. That was February 6th, 1971.
Didn't he just die, Alan Shepard? I think he just died. Could be wrong.
I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
Wow.
So, Ginger, who's your honey?
Well, my honey is right here. We're sitting in traffic behind a major accident on Laguna Canyon Road that just happened.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah. And that's why I could call in.
Oh, excellent.
I'm sitting here and I dialed my phone.
How is that impacting traffic for those listening?
Well, right now we're stopped in front of the animal hospital on 133 coming up to El Toro Road, and we see a lot of emergency vehicles passing us going towards El Toro.
So northbound.
Something just happened that doesn't look good for people behind us for a little while.
Well, you heard it here first, Ginger. Thank you. I'm glad you called us for that as well, huh?
your traffic reporter right here.
So just hang on the line for us for a second. We'll be right back and we'll get your info for the tournament this weekend. But you get to celebrate and play golf this Sunday at Ben Brown's for the Valentine's Day tournament, okay?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Thank you.
All right, hang on the line. We'll be right back.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah,
she won.
She won the tickets. I'm delighted.
All right, Jason, I'll be back shortly. The band Idiot Glee is on the air after 9 a.m. today.
Brilliant. And more golf puns. We need more golf puns. You got a hole in one.
You work on it.
Let's tee off with this caller, we should have said, shouldn't we? No?
Why don't you keep working on it, huh?
Am I in the sand pit now?
All right, we've got the full details now on that traffic accident on Laguna Canyon Road. Thanks again to Ginger, who just won passes to the Valentine's Day golf tournament from us and was the first person to let us know of this. Delays in both directions on Laguna Canyon Road at El Toro expect delays for the next 30 minutes due to a traffic accident. So they're saying both directions for 30 minutes. So it is kind of a big one that's going to require some cleanup. So hopefully everybody's all right, but Laguna Canyon Road impacted for the next half hour, which would definitely mean to me to take an alternate route out of town.
Yep.
Right.
Helicopter.
Yeah.
My suggestion.
Jet ski, perhaps.
Yeah.
In the backyard of my house, the tree flies on the garden.
Coming up, James Frilly, a.k.a. Idiot Glee, will be in studio. I'd like to ask him about that name, first of all.
Frilly?
James Frilly. He'll be in studio performing live as part of that project. He has a show tomorrow in Los Angeles that we'll talk about and a new album that just came out last month. So hopefully Idiot Glee will show up soon.
That's going to come back to haunt him, Idiot Glee. He's not going to, 2 years from now, he's going to be like, oh, I wish I'd found something else. Or it just goes James Frilly. We'll find out today on Daily Scramble Live.
Here's New Junior.
Philip.